The federal opposition is flagging a more aggressive approach towards China and its controversial construction of artificial islands in the South China Sea. The Shadow Defence Minister, Stephen Conroy, says Australia should conduct a freedom of navigation naval exercise through the territorial waters in question. He's also basically accusing the Prime Minister of being all talk and no action on this issue. This is a pretty provocative move. It will almost certainly anger Beijing, you'd think. Senator Conroy, welcome to breakfast.
Good to be with you, Fran.
So, if I'm correct, you've written today you want Australia to conduct a freedom of navigation exercise, a naval exercise, through the Chinese territorial waters around the islands in the South China Sea, which sounds to me like you're picking sides here. You want Australia to side with who? The US or Japan or Vietnam or the Philippines? Who?
I think the characterisation there is a little flawed. The territorial claims by a number of countries all, in many cases, overlap. And Australia has no position whatsoever on who is right and who is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We have an international system that, as the now former head of the Department of Foreign Affairs, he only recently departed, has stated that the international system that we're all signed up to is under enormous stress by the actions of some countries. And it is in Australia's interests to defend the international system.
But the Prime Minister has been doing that. He did that in recent days. He's talked about the importance of the international systems.
But talking about it and demonstrating support for it are two very different things. We've seen recently China say, and this is them on the record, China will not accept any solution imposed on it or any unilateral resort to a third-party dispute settlement. Now, the international system is all about a third-party dispute settlement. So China are making it very clear they will not accept the outcome of an arbitration that the Philippines have taken to The Hague. And so we need to demonstrate that we support the international system, and given the stress identified by the former head of the Department of Foreign Affairs, we need to do more than talk about it.
So what are you saying? When you say we need to do more than talk, presumably you're talking about action. What is the action you think the Australian government should order?
Well, Australia already engage in a series of activities in and across some of these areas, and we have for many years. But what we found extraordinary before Christmas was when the BBC got a sound recording of a confrontation between the Chinese and a British plane, an Australian plane, which wasn't actually going through the waters, the minister criticised the media for publicising it. So Labor is saying,
so that
let's
sounds
be open
like...
and transparent. Let's be open and transparent that we are prepared to support the international system. It's a system that has evolved over many years. It's a system that has wide support and that we are a signatory to. And we have to be.
But I'm trying to find out, though, what you keep saying more than just talk. What is it that you want? Do you want the Australian government and the Australian Defence Minister to order one of our naval ships to sail through that territory in the way that the United States has done in the past? Is that what you're saying?
Well, there are suggestions that Australia has done it in the past. I mean, the US have a website where they set out and specify their activities. Australia has been engaged in similar type of activities for many years, and that's gone on under all governments.
So we're doing it, isn't that action?
No, no. What's happening at the moment is we're not prepared to be transparent about what we're doing. We have to send a strong message to all of the countries. This is not just about China, it's about Vietnam, the Philippines, that they have to operate within the international system. The international system is currently under enormous stress. That has been identified by the now former head of the Department of Foreign Affairs. He's made that very clear. Australia has to, because it has the capacity to, be seen to not just talk about it, because when China say we're not prepared to accept the third-party dispute settlements, other countries who have the capacity have to stand up and say, well, we support the international system, we support the international dispute settlement system, and we're prepared to defend the international rules.
But Senator, I'm still a little unclear. I'm sorry, I'm not being trying to be obstinate here, but if you, the Australian government has said it supports the system, you're saying the Australian government has already had warships and planes through these territories, which is action. Is your only criticism that the government is not highlighting that, is trying to keep that secret for fear of antagonising the Chinese? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you'd have to ask the government why they are hiding Australia's activities, why they refuse to talk about Australia's activities. I'm perplexed by that. I mean, we had a recording, you've probably heard it, your listeners would have heard it, a BBC recording of a challenge to an Australian plane that it is claimed wasn't within the Chinese claims, and yet the minister attacked the media for publicising it. So, yes, why would we be hiding support for the international system? So if we have planes, if we have ships that are just conducting normal operations, why are we hiding that? But most importantly, it is the international system is now under enormous stress. We have to be seen as standing up for the international system of rules, the international dispute settlement systems. These are well established and they're well known.
Just finally then, just to be clear, it's not that you're saying Australia should conduct a freedom of navigation exercise through the territorial waters in question. As you say, we move through in and around these waters all the time. You're saying we should be speaking out more strongly. And in other words, are you implying that we are too nervous about China's reaction?
Or
And are we right to be cautious about antagonising China?
No, we have to be prepared to not just talk about supporting the international system. We have to be prepared to act. We're one of the few countries that has the capacity to openly support the international rules-based system. It's China that are saying they refuse. They say we have indisputable sovereignty over the South China Sea islands and the adjacent waters. And a number of other countries, Vietnam, Philippines, they all make the same claim. So Australia should be prepared to openly support the international system. It's not good enough for Malcolm Turnbull to parade himself around the White House and say nice words. We have to be openly supporting the international system. And we have activity, both ships and planes in the region currently that engage in activities. But why is the minister critical? Why is Malcolm Turnbull all talk and no action when it comes to defending the international system?
Senator, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you.
Senator Stephen Conroy, he's the Shadow Defence Minister. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8:16.